from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, Chiefs Kingdom. Welcome to Red Friday. After a long bye week, Chiefs are back on, and this is your opportunity to get ready for that game. We have a great show for you. We're going to go over key by key and point by point, highlight some players, and dig into what we really think needs to go on. We appreciate all of you that have been listening, spreading the word. We're seeing the numbers. We're seeing more people from different places. So, again, if you're out there and deployed with the military and you're overseas somewhere, when you get a chance, drop us a line. We want to highlight you guys and let everybody know where you're at and where you're serving. Please check out the rest of the podcast network. Tons of great stuff. You hear me say it every day, but there really are great shows for every team. And particularly, Matt Williams is going to cover you in depth and the whole gamut of the NFL on the Locked On NFL show. So make sure you check that out. The PFF giveaway is still on. Anytime you want to leave a Twitter review or a review with your Twitter handle in it, more likely, on iTunes for this show, it enters you for free into a possibility of getting a free subscription to PFF's Edge product. I think that's a great value. It's got stats and a lot of fantasy stuff. And it comes in real handy.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic value, and there's a lot of information that you can get for it. And we do want to take a quick chance to mention, you know, we just got another review today. Thank you, Brandon Kruger. Good luck winning an Edge subscription. So appreciate the reviews. Really, that does help us a lot in iTunes rankings. So thank you.
It sounds like a silly thing, but, man, people and companies look at those iTunes reviews quite a bit.
Yep. It's weird because it's the only way that people can review a podcast right now that we know of, at least.
Certainly with any consistency. So, Again, thank you all. I know you get tired of hearing me say it, but we do appreciate the effort. Now, just before we get to our preview, which we recorded on Wednesday this week because of some scheduling things, what we found out Thursday is that we still have a number of Chiefs that are not practicing, and they do include both Dee Ford, as well as Tom Bahali, Alan Bailey, and Albert Wilson. Nothing changed from the first practice to the second. This team looks like they're going to be without some of their defensive starters, especially that outside linebacker spot across from Justin Houston. So that is a concern. We talk about that a little bit in this preview, but definitely the pass rush is something this team needs to get going, and it looks like it may need to come from somebody else between the names that you expect to deliver that. We're going to go through step by step here in a second, but just wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on injury-wise. Now, as for today, I think anticipation is probably growing pretty good hype here on this particular Red Friday after limping into the bye week, not fulfilling potential. Man, I think this is blow by blow going to be a lot to talk about today. Where do you want to start with this matchup with the Giants?
Well, I'll start where I think this matchup really should end, and that's with the offense. I don't think Kansas City – this offense should let this game be even anywhere close. So that's what I'm expecting.
I can't argue with you. Not only is it a good offense when it's running on all cylinders, and we haven't seen that lately, but it gives an opportunity here with both Mitch Morse and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif back and should have had a couple of weeks to practice for LDT. I think the rust that we saw in Dallas should be worn off and he should be back to normal. But
maybe Parker Anger.
Maybe Parker Anger. As we record this, we have not seen him yet, so we will be talking about that. But honestly, I think the bigger thing is that this Giants defense that was so touted coming into this season, after a pretty good showing in 2016, has not lived up in any way to its reputation and the expectations in particular.
No, they haven't, and I expect Alex Smith is going to have a big game because – if C.J. Brethard can do what he did against the Giants, I think this is going to be a good game for Alex. And, you know, that's kind of what Kansas City needs. Get the offense going. Get it going right again. The Buffalo is going to be a little bit more of a test just because they have a better defense in my mind. Although, you're right, the Giants have a lot of talent, and they're just really underperforming right now.
And I would like to say that maybe they can get it together, but this is a franchise in complete disarray. Rumors early this week about looming changes at the head coach and the GM position. You know, what are they going to do with Eli? Eli has not been performing. If he if he gets a chance to turn it around on these Chiefs and have a good game, it's going to be pretty frustrating to see the defense do that. So I'm anticipating that, yes, Alex can have a smooth game. I look for him to try and pick them apart. I expect them to go back to the zone that we've seen Pittsburgh and Dallas run with some good effect. I just don't know that the Giants personnel can pull it off.
And that's what we can hope. I go back to what I said. I think Alex is going to have a big game. I just think that, you know, the Giants have a very good defense personnel-wise, but their scheme is not working right now. You know, I was watching Baldinger breakdowns, and he had a video of the Giants defense just completely whiffing on plays. And for an NFL defense to whiff that bad, it's not something that you see very often. And I think this Giants team is just struggling, mainly not necessarily just the defense. I think they're struggling overall because they lack leadership.
Yeah, and honestly, at this point in the season, when you have, what, one win to your name and nine losses, it's difficult to stay focused to get up for the next contest, especially with a substantial opponent coming in like the Chiefs. Man, this is going to be something that if they can't tackle, you're going to see Kareem Hunt have a big day. You're going to see Ty Hill be able to break away. You're going to see Travis Kelce run through tackles as well. I expect really the core trio here of Smith's weapons to get a lot of looks.
And that's the way it should be. I think this is going to be a very, like I said, a very good game for their offense. Now, on the defensive side, if the offense can't get things right, that's a big issue. But if the defense can't get things right against the Giants, they're going to have severe issues throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, despite this record and despite them not playing well as a team overall, there are a couple of weapons that can hurt this defense in particular. Orleans Darkwa just ran for 70 yards on, I think, 13 carries the other night. Looks good from time to time. He's definitely a guy that, if you let him to the second level, can cause some problems. I'm very interested to see how Sutton chooses to attack the run and whether he stays with what he started in Dallas. Keep two linebackers on the field more. I hope that happens. But, you know, I'd be calling the shots if it was just up to me.
Yeah, and if you were calling the shots, the people would hate the offense because it would run through Anthony Sherman.
You are absolutely correct.
So, next subject.
He can do anything, I'm telling you. I bet you he can throw a pass better than Tariq.
Well, that's not saying much.
I know, but still. You know, continuing to look at matchups, I think the guy that screams to me that has the best matchup along the front is Chris Jones. This offensive line, I think, is susceptible to his explosiveness, jumping the gaps. If Bob Sutton lets him attack gaps, I think he could have a very, very big day against these Giants. I don't know how you feel.
No, I think Jones could have a very big day. I agree with that. I'm just curious, is it not smart of Kansas City to have Justin Houston flip half the game?
I think so. I mean, after all the complaints about Ereck Flowers, their tackle – he's played fairly well down the stretch, at least statistically. Maybe he's getting pushed around and beat up, but he's not allowing a ton of pressures. I think he's only allowed two sacks since the second week. So he's kind of righted himself. And, you know, I think you have to use, especially if D Ford's not available, you have to use Justin Houston to the max of his effectiveness. And that means moving him around the line.
Yeah. And I think that against Ereck Flowers, you would see him get two or three or maybe four sacks. I think he is still that guy. And the 2 weeks off is really going to help him too. He's been dealing with a knee injury that I think is just lingering from his injury a couple of years ago. And I think, you know, once he gets further removed from surgery, I think that he'll finally be okay, hopefully next season. But I think it's just going to be something that's going to hamper him the rest of the season.
Now, when you look at their passing attack, they've lost so many people on the outside. So I like Sterling Shepard. I think he's a great athlete. I really like what he did in college, and he is getting this chance now with all these guys having faded off and gotten hurt to be the centerpiece of that passing game, which means, especially for a guy who's a bit of a smaller stature, you don't put him anywhere near Marcus Peters as far as I'm concerned.
No, I wouldn't think you would, but the bigger issue for their passing attack is not necessarily going to be the wide receiver play as much as it is how bad Eli Manning's been. If he can't get things right, it doesn't matter how good your wide receivers are. If they get open and Eli can't hit them, it's not going to do any good.
And that's a fair point. You know, depending on whether we see Mitchell or Acker, and we don't have official word on that yet, I think that kind of...
And I don't know that we'll have that before the game starts, to be honest.
We may not. It may be a last-minute decision. I have to think that with a smaller guy, probably the guy who's in a better position to do it with a little bit more recovery speed is Mitchell. But then again, that's what's been plaguing him all season, is giving up the initial move off of the snap in any given route and then having to recover. So we'll see what the Chiefs decide to go with.
Yeah, you have to hope that they figure something out, because they can't get much worse than they've been.
No. And that brings us to what I think is the Achilles heel. This is the problem point for the Chiefs against the Giants. And that is, are we going to see my guy, the good version of Eric Murray? Or are we going to see the guy that's continuing to struggle to identify routes, track the ball, make tackles? He's had an up-and-down season, and I think hopefully this spy would be something
awfully generous.
Well, he's made some nice plays as well. I know a lot of people are down on him, but for a guy in his position,
I understand.
I think he's got a chance, and hopefully he shows up. But he, along with Dan Sorensen, depending on what Sutton does with the inside linebacker position in the nickel, are the guys that are probably going to be asked to man what I think is probably the biggest weapon in the Giants offense, in Evan Ingram.
Yeah, and Ingram, I think, is going to be a guy that is going to be a lot like, and this might sound blasphemous to Chiefs fans, but I think he's going to be a lot like Travis Kelce in a couple of years. I think he is going to be that type of tight end. He looks like he is going to be, very good for years to come.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you completely. His athleticism alone puts him on par, if not a touch more athletic than Travis Kelce. He seems to have a knack as a rookie. And when you are devoid of other big-time targets in your offense, it makes it that much easier to get those reps, to get those targets, so that you can adjust on the fly and get better at your position quickly.
Well, and one of the things that, a big tight end really helps struggling quarterbacks the most, because they have such a large catch window. And I think that's something that really is helping Eli right now. I think Eli's a better quarterback than he's shown, but, it's hard to win games when your quarterback's playing as bad as theirs is. But Kansas City fans have seen that in years past plenty, so don't have to remind them of that.
His athleticism, what is he at, 440-some-odd yards receiving so far?
Yeah.
Definitely coming on late or mid-season, lately in this season. So I think if I'm – the coordinator for New York, I'm trying to run Darquan. I'm trying to get the ball to Ingram.
And I think that's a very good thought process. I think that they will be – I don't think they're going to be very successful doing it, but I do think that that's probably what they're going to try to do. I think that they will have success in getting the ball to Ingram, because I think that Eric Murray's going to struggle against tight ends with Ingram's size and speed and ability. But – I do think that they should be able to hopefully contain Darkwa and make that offense a lot easier to stop, because if you take away Darkwa, it's going to be very hard for them to pass every down.
Yeah, and that's true. If you can just sit back, you're going to be in good shape. And at the end of the day, that's what this team has to do. It has to continue to get better play out of the linebackers. It has to continue to get better play out of the other corners. I think Steven Nelson had a little bit of trouble against a very, very quick Cole Beasley. I look for him to recover in his role in the slot, which is predominantly where I think they're going to be. They're going to try to run Ingram as a slot, I think, especially if you can get that matchup. And I think they're going to use three wideouts as much as they can until somebody gets hurt, and then they're out of bodies, I think.
Yeah, they've been out of bodies a couple times this year already, so they're used to it by this point.
Well, let's get to it. As you see this unfurl, how do you feel about this game?
I don't think this game should be close. I think Kansas City should win by multiple touchdowns, to be completely honest with you. Especially coming out of a bye week, having the time to prepare, having the time to be fresh. And honestly, if they don't win handily against this Giants team, I will be a little bit more concerned heading into the next week against the Bills, because this is a time where they had an opportunity to go get right in a lot of areas and get some rest and relaxation and try to get to where they are able to function better. And if they don't take advantage of a Giants team that is probably one of the worst in the NFL, I don't know how they're going to survive the rest of the season.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Not only do they should they beat this team, they need to in order to get on a roll and push through these last seven games. They need to be firing all cylinders and peak at the end of the season, especially if they're going to get a team that's going to run on them. So I look for this to be the first step. I see Kareem Hunt getting back on track with Morse and LDT back. I see them running well against this team. I certainly hope that they give him enough carries to get him going. We'll see if Andy pulls that off. But at the end of the day, I think it's a fairly comfortable win as well. I see the Chiefs winning 28-17.
Well, that's not bad. 11 points. I would probably go 31-17 or 31-14.
Okay.
And I would almost be surprised in some ways if they score that many points. I think that they could, but if they do, it's going to be early in the game because Kansas City usually comes out flat on defense.
Yeah. They did, by the way, sign themselves a new punt returner, so maybe they can get something done on special teams. Who knows?
Well, that would be a first against the Dave Tobe coach team, so.
Yeah, I'm grasping at straws for what the Giants might pull off well.
Yeah, I can tell. You know, I was waiting for you to bring up the fact that they worked out a couple of kickers.
I'm not going there.
Too much, huh?
No, it's just one step too far. That's it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Too much.
Well, folks, please hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you think is going to happen this game. I know it's an interesting part of the season, and this Red Friday in particular is something I think a lot of folks have been itching for. So hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs, as well as Chris Clark NFL and Ryan Tracy NFL. We would love to hear what you think is going to happen. And we appreciate you listening.
And be sure to make sure you're subscribed, because there will be a change in the schedule for next week. Just giving you a heads up ahead of time.
We will be back with you with immediate post game. Probably early evening on Sunday. So keep an eye out for that as you get ready for the late game. And we appreciate you listening today, and we will talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter at Ryan Tracy NFL and at Chris Clark NFL. We'll talk to you next time.